Hotel Doolin will be the place to find lots of artistic talent from the worlds of music, film and more this coming weekend. The hotel is hosting Hedge School Doolin, and joining us now to tell us all about it is Donal Minahan from Hedge School Doolin. Good morning to you, Donal.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. I have to say I'm eager to find out more about Hedge School Doolin. It's an inaugural event, so it's the first time this is going to be running, and you've quite a variety of things on offer. How and why did Hedge School Doolin come about?
Yeah, well, first of all, we're walking around, and it's the first festival since the restrictions have been lifted as well, so we're walking around in a bit of a daze the last few days.
It just adds to the excitement, Donal, you know, huh? Adds to the excitement. Yeah. You can finally hold something.
We can actually put on a show without any restrictions, so we're kind of, yeah, what'll we do with all these yellow signs, you know? So we're used to changing our cancelling our clothes in the last minute, so it's really nice to hear an announcement going our way. Hedge School came about, I suppose, as the amalgamation of two festivals. So we've ran the Doolin Writers Weekend for 9 years, and we ran the Music Mind Festival for 2 years with Simon O'Reilly. So we wanted to put together a weekend event kind of dedicated to artists and the creative process, whatever form that took. So this year's festival focuses on the intersection of writing, music and film, and will feature workshops, film premieres, interviews, art installations, concerts and DJs. So that's it really in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's a right old mix of stuff. It's amazing you've packed so much into just 3 days. So it's going to be running from the 28th to the 30th of January. So this Friday through to Sunday.
Yeah, there's a lot in it. But as you know, the Hotel Doolin has invested like a lot of time, money and energy into the arts over the years. So it's become a really huge part of what we do and who we are. So for quite a while, we've been thinking of a way, you know, thinking that we need a separate entity to manage this, you know. So with Hedge School, it's not just weekend really. It's something that we hope to have year round, and we hope to run events throughout the year, like collaborations between artists, workshops, and generally supporting the community of creatives here in North Clare. So over the next year, we hope to release music on the Hedge School label, publish books from local writers, and support independent local filmmakers as well. So, in effect, really, Doolin will Hedge School will become Hotel Doolin's production company, record label, and publisher.
Wow, great to hear all that. I mean, those are some serious plans and very exciting plans, and great as well. As you mentioned, you know, you'd be supporting creatives. Great for people who are involved in various different cultural strands, be they musicians, writers, or whatever. They've gone, you know, you alluded to it yourself, Donal. They've gone through a tough time. most of them, particularly musicians, have been starved of the opportunity to earn their corn and play live and so on. And I guess it's this part of it, you're really getting behind them and trying to kind of relaunch them back into their careers that have been in cryostasis for lengthy periods.
Absolutely. Like, even the name Hedge School, it feels like last few years anyone involved in the arts has been in hiding or on the run, so Hedge School felt like a fitting title for a gathering of artists. There's something furtive about us, you know. We've tried to keep music going over the past few years. We've gigs capped at 50 people, we've gigs of 15 people, 6 people, we gigs indoors, outdoors, up on the roof, on the lawn. We tried everything, you know. We'd a stunning book to play a concert last December, and they ended up playing to 15 people outside in December. So, it's just, I suppose, about keeping things going and getting everyone back together and trying to regroup. I don't think anyone will forget during the pandemic, it was Minister Heather Humphreys. She said to artists or musicians should retrain and look at other jobs.
Yeah,
so, I don't think anyone will forget that, you know. It's just about bringing artists together and regrouping after the last 2 years, I suppose.
And Donal, all those alternative routes or methods you took to put on different gigs and so on that you've just mentioned, in general, how do they go? I mean, you mentioned the stunning playing, you know, to a small crowd. Yeah, but were they just happy to be playing to anybody, I guess, given the circumstances?
I think when the stunning look back on their career, I don't know if they look back at that as one of their highlights, but it was certainly different, you know. And everyone in the crowd there, just those 15 people really that night had a night they won't forget. It was actually a magical gig, you know. It was worth doing. I do want to mention as well, like, you know, we do give out about the government a lot, but we did, I guess, good support to run gigs from Minister Martin and from the live performance scheme, which is a really excellent scheme that helped us put on gigs that wouldn't have otherwise been viable, you know. I'm sure, as you know, booking the Stunning to play for 15 people isn't really a commercial venture, you know. So,
yeah, it doesn't strike me as a moneymaker.
No. So the department stepped in there and really it kept things going. So, I mean, credit where credit is due. We're very appreciative of that.
Can I ask you, Donal, across the 3 days, is it kind of a mixture of cultural events taking place each day, or are they very much split up? You know, maybe the Friday's all music, the Saturday's writing, and or how is it going to work?
No, it's all sort of, first of all, there's day tickets and weekend tickets. Day tickets and weekend tickets are available online, but if people just wish to go to an individual event, you can pay, there'll be tickets available on the door, subject to availability. But no, it's quite a mix throughout the weekend. We have Steve Cooney will be unveiling his own unique music notation system. We'll have workshops in building your own theremin, singing workshops, psychedelic poetry, fiction, modular synths. We've the world premiere of Pat Collins' new film, The Dance. And then we've gigs in the evening, then there'll be dancing. So we've gigs from Dahi, Peter Broderick, we've Limerick rapper Willsey, DJs like Don Dineen and that. And Sunday morning, we even have a pagan mass. So plenty there for people to choose from.
Yeah, and I have to say, I see you mentioned the Build Your Own Theremin workshop. That's that'll be led by Robbie Perry, who's percussionist with Dead Can Dance, who I'm a big fan of, an Australian group. And just for people who are wondering what a theremin is, if you hear the warbly noise at the end of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, that's what a theremin does. How did you select these people and for these particular kind of workshops? Did they suggest that they would do them, or was it put to them?
Well, as I said, it was myself and Simon Riley who programmed the weekend. So down through the years, I suppose we've built up a lot of contacts through the various festivals. Simon would have a lot of contacts in the music world, myself from the writing and culture worlds. So I think we wanted to put on a festival that, and put on events and workshops and gigs that we'd like to go to ourselves. So that's where it started, and that's where it came out of. So yeah, it is a really strange, eclectic mix. But I think it'll get people's creativity going, and just show that there's different ways and different forms and different processes to get to the end artistic, I don't know, product, if you want to call it that, or you know.
What kind of buzz is there around Doolin about this, Donal? You know, I mean, I guess the great thing about an event like this is you'll have your, as you say, creatives or people who are really into their music or their writing or whatever, who will seek these kind of events. But then, because of everything that's gone on over the past 22 months or so, you'll have people who may be fair weather lovers of music or other cultural roots, but will just be so glad to be able to attend anything that you know, you could expect a big crowd over the 3 days.
Yeah, we're expecting a good crowd, and we're expecting a really local crowd as well. You know, it's been so hard over the last few years. Our job in hotel, like doing it in a hotel, doing it, it's about bringing people together. So it's been really hard, and last year to keep people apart, which is what our jobs became. So looking forward to getting back to what we do best. You know. And we're lucky as well at Doolin. We have it all. We've the scenery, the music, the food, the people, the crack. So Doolin's open again, and looking forward to welcoming people back, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll be welcoming a lot of people back, and hopefully the weather's similar to the way it is today. Should be a good 3 days. Is there any sort of symbolism, Donal, attached to the fact it's taking place this weekend? I see it's the weekend preceding Imbolc. People might be wondering what that is. It sounds like a deodorant or something, but can you tell them what it is?
Yeah, Imbolc is a festival from the old Celtic calendar. So Bridget's Day, I suppose, in the Christian calendar, and Imbolc in the pre-Christian, is the festival to celebrate spring, I suppose, and return of the life. So yeah, there's a bit of symbolism in it. We're looking forward to celebrating the return of the life and the return of music and dance and song and the hope of better days ahead and the end of hopefully the end of this pandemic, or the sight of the end of light at the end of the tunnel anyway.
Yeah, well, look, whatever stage we're at, and we all hope that the finish line is in sight, this will be a fantastic distraction from everything else that's going on in the world, and fair play to you and everyone else involved for putting together such an exciting programme across 3 days. Best of luck with it, Donal. I'm sure you'll get a great crowd, and you won't need the luck anyway, but I do wish you well with it, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Thanks very much for having us on. Thanks a million.
Take care. That's Donal Minahan there from Hedge School Doolin.